Now, Emil, you're a little better at recapping than I am. So why don't you just try to bring us from where we've been to where we are this week.
I wonder if Ruth start gleaning on Monday. Do you think by Wednesday she would have been like, oh no, not another Bible study? I'm sure she was as good on Wednesday as she was on Monday. So don't fall asleep on me, please. We're going to be gleaning here. So you got to be awake and alert and paying attention and taking notes. We said yesterday that in chapter 2 we are introduced right from the outset to the second man, the man that comes out of Bethlehem, the mighty man of wealth, the man that's all the blessing, all the resources is in him. And then we find Ruth takes the initiative. She felt a sense of responsibility to bring some food for herself and for her mother-in-law. We had this remark mentioned many times. She wasn't lazy. And she went. She was in a way. She did not know anything about Bethlehem or who owns what field and anything. But by faith, she said, I am going to go. That's man's responsibility. By faith, I could say, I want to read the word. I might not understand everything. But then the scripture said, and the Lord give you understanding. So she's going, and the Lord directs her steps to go into the field of Boaz. And she starts working. And she was working very hard. And there was the supervisor who was over the reapers. And he looked around and he said, look at this Moabite, this girl. Boy, she didn't sit still. She is working very hard. She is picking grains. And she is really doing good. And all of a sudden, the CEO of the company walks in. Boaz. And everybody's standing attention. The big boss is here. And he's a kind big boss. The Lord bless you. His servants will answer him back. The Lord be with you. And then, right away, also, he takes a notice. You know, these people usually who are gleaning are kind of like, yeah, let me just get... You know how hard it is to kind of kneel down or bow down or bend down and pick up grain, put them in a sack and then go again and do that, go again and do that? How many of you could do 10 push-ups? Let me see a show of hands. How many could do 30? How many could do it for 8 hours? How many could do it till the evening? That's what she was doing, talking about hard work. Here you're sitting on a comfortable seat, an almost air-conditioned room, and everybody's half asleep. So she kept working. She kept picking up grain, and it was taking notice of her. And then Boaz, when he hears a report, he spoke kindly to her. That's the Lord Jesus. He spoke to her heart. He comforted her heart. He took notice of what's going on. And I tell you, young people, the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of God, take notice of what you're doing and where you are. He ask her to stay with his young ladies, with the maidens. He asked the young men not to touch her. He asked her to drink from the water that the young men had drawn. We talked about the condition of purity and holiness that is associated with those who belong to Boaz. It's important. It's very important. Ruth, in very subjective way, listened to what Boaz said. At dinner time, at meal time, she would have been happy with just his talk. But Boaz just doesn't talk. He acts upon his talk. So he invited her to sit at the table. He gave her food. And he comforted her heart. And does she say now, oh, I know the boss, I'm all right, I don't have to work hard anymore? No. And the boss liked me, I don't have to work hard anymore. No. She went back again and she continued to collect the whole day. And Boaz in his goodness will tell his servant, just don't, you know, let her find out what's left over. But purposely dropped more grain for her. If you go on for the things of God, trust me, you will get more and more and more. Ask any of the a little bit older brothers than you who are here. They tell you, when they started, they did not know everything. But they just went for it. And here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And the Lord will give you increase all the time. Now we come in for the verses that we have read. She collected what she collected. till the evening, and then she went to her mother-in-law. And leave it to Brother Chuck to introduce us.
Well, I wanted to underline a little something in verse 15. When I've come to have a relationship with this Boaz, I find that he is one who commands authority. It wasn't optional with these young men. He doesn't say to the young men, it would be a good thing if you didn't. But he commanded the young men. And the Lord Jesus has given us many commands today. His commands are not grievous for the believer. This is what we want to see. It's a delight to serve him and to follow him. But he has a word. He commanded his young men. And we speak of grace. I don't think that it was normal that she would be allowed to glean even among the sheaves. I think this was beyond what the normal provision was for. Even among the sheaves. And reproach her not. And then we see, here's something else. I want you, he says to these young men, I want you to reach in and I want you to take some of what was mine. And I want you to leave it there for her. Some of us were talking yesterday about love stories. And we find, unfortunately, that many times we find believers occupied with the tabloids and all of these stories that are around. You know, this is the most wonderful love story that we'll ever find. And it's right here in the Word of God, isn't it? When we look at the book of Ruth. Let fall handfuls of purpose. Mark this, dear young person. For her. That's what they were for. They were for her. He says, and leave them that she may glean them, and don't say anything to her. Don't rebuke her. Boaz, he was making abundant provision for this woman that had come in by grace, wasn't he?
And I had a thought in considering Boaz as the mighty man of wealth, and in our way of thinking, naturally speaking, if he's such a mighty man of wealth, then why could he not and why would he not take of his abundance and simply hand it to Ruth and say, here, Ruth, you take all of these good things that I have right here and just go home. Okay, take them to your mother-in-law and go and enjoy them. Why would we not see this type of a response from Boaz, but rather the fact that he would even leave handfuls of purpose, which she still had to glean. She still had to pick that up. And what is the purpose for that? And you see what it is that the Lord gives to us these handfuls of purpose. But unless we appropriate them, unless we take them and glean them for ourselves, unless there's effort put in on our part to take that and to glean it, okay, then we don't come into the appreciation of what he has given to us, and it is not as real to us. And the Lord is looking to be real to our hearts, and that we take it in, and that it has an effect in our lives as we leave, as we're going to see as we go down the next few verses, that has an effect on Ruth and the very testimony that she gives.